Annika Kunick is with us tonight, author of 45 and a Half Lovers, The Tragic Sex Chronicles of Amanda Buffington. She's a self-stylized expert on the ups and downs of dating, love, and affairs of the heart. And as the mother of four kids, including three triplets, she's the perfect person to give us some advice on how to maintain a healthy sex life when you're a busy mom. Annika, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Kim. How are you?
Good, thank you. So how can women balance it all? I know that you're doing it with four kids and, you know, you're dating and having fun. And
I do. Well, first of all, I want people to remember that the subtitle of 45 and a Half Lovers is The Tragic Sex Chronicles of Amanda Buffington.
Oh, no. So what does that mean?
It doesn't always end up good. But okay. And then when you introduced me as a sexpert, I thought, oh, my God, yes, I'm a very busy mom and I'm a writer. I'm an actor. I enjoy a healthy sex life, but am I really an expert? And then an ex-boyfriend of mine, right before we broke up a little while ago, he said, you know, you are the most sexual girl I've ever been with. What is wrong with you?
So I guess you are an expert.
It's like, yeah, gee, thanks. Anyway, you're really, you know, you're being really nice. Now you're going to be from the, you know, you're such a jerk category into the maybe I'll talk to you one more day. You know,
wow,
category.
Okay.
Anyway, so, but I mean, I thought first I should define what busy really means.
Okay.
I am a mom. I don't have three triplets. I have like
just one set of triplets. I have three,
triplets,
right?
Actually. Yeah, I'm not like that octo mom. And I have a 16-year-old son as well, and they're very active children. I mean, they play soccer. They're in cheer. They're in viola, in debate, and we actually still like each other, and we spend a lot of time together.
So that's good. So they're not overrunning your life.
No, not at all. No.
Okay.
And they're very independent.
Right. So how do you then say, how do you then, if you are busy, let's start off with just, I guess, you know, any woman who's busy, she's got maybe a job and she has kids. How can she then incorporate, I guess, a love life into her life? What do you do with the kids?
Right. Well, first of all, the kids are not always with you, right? I mean, they're in daycare, they're in school,
right?
They're in activities, they sleep at night. So you can find time. And first of all, it's like anything else in my life, I have to be organized. If it's not on my planner, it's not going to happen. If it's not on my to-do list, it's not going to happen. So if you have a man in your life,
you think you should schedule it.
You should totally schedule it. You should say, you know what, honey? I think I'm going to feel like having sex two Saturdays from now. Noon. Please come home.
So. Well, see, and a lot of women will say that that's, you know, that doesn't seem romantic or it doesn't seem, you know, they want it to be spontaneous. But I guess if you're not even doing it,
yeah, you know, there's nothing romantic about that.
Right,
nothing
right.
Spontaneous about that. So, and I'm not trying to say that you have to schedule everything. I mean, there's definitely, you know, a lot
moments,
of times.
Right.
There's moments that you have to be really flexible about it. You know, what's wrong with, you know, dropping the kids off at school and going home and having a quickie?
Okay.
Or lunch is great because we all know, and all the moms that are listening, they'll know they're tired at night. You know, you had a really crazy
day. So lunch is like the perfect time.
Lunch
meet up
is
for
perfect.
Lunch.
Lunch
Make sure he comes
perfect.
Home for lunch.
And I want to also say, like, define healthy sex life. You know, I was doing Pilates this morning with a bunch of my girlfriends. And I asked them, like, define that. What is that for you? And I'm wishful thinking. I'm hoping they're going to say, like, once, twice a day, right?
Wow.
That would be my ideal sex life. And once once you have kids, it goes down to like once or twice, you know, a week or once a month or something like that. And then there was this one friend of mine, Pam, and she says, well, how about, you know, once every 4 years?
And oh, like, my gosh.
Oh, poor girl.
Poor girl. I mean, the poor guy as well. I mean, I would imagine that that's I would suspect in a relationship like that somebody's cheating.
No kidding. Well,
I mean,
I don't really know. I don't want to get into trouble.
But just
definitely
right.
was like, all right, that's not.
That's not. That doesn't seem very
crank
healthy.
Crank it up a little bit. So
what would you think? I guess maybe it's easier instead of defining healthy, because you're right. For each couple, it's different.
Right.
For some couples, it is every day. For some couples, you know, maybe once a week or once every 2 weeks.
Right.
What would be maybe unhealthy?
Well, if you never have it, that would be really unhealthy. And if that's all you can focus on, that would be unhealthy too. But I believe in a healthy
balance. Yeah.
And, you know, and you can multitask. I mean, I do that too. I just went to my son's concert tonight. And, you know, there was a little break, and I started texting or sexting my, I'm not really sure what to call him because he's so much younger than I am, so I don't want to call him my boyfriend.
Oh, you're cougaring.
So, I don't really want to call him my boy toy either because I'm sure he's
listening tonight. No, he doesn't appreciate
that. Plus, it's more, and he's very nice and kind. But so, you know, I started combining both a little bit. I was still listening to my son.
You just hope your kids don't catch you with that one.
Yes, exactly.
Picking up your cell phone to borrow it and seeing some text messages.
No. Exactly, they know it's private and you can put a passcode in.
So oh, that's true.
Good. And my son was really happy, you know. I was there. He said, oh, Mama, you had such a big smile on your face. And I said, yes, you're a great musician. So, you know.
Oh, my God.
How it works.
Multitasking.
No, you have to multitask, you have to set a priority.
Yeah. And I think you're right there. And I think a lot of us forget that in a relationship, especially for men, you know, it's difficult for us women to realize this, but for men, the actual physical, intimacy is incredibly important for them. And if they're not getting enough, then they don't feel appreciated.
Right. You know, and I don't think we feel appreciated either. In the end, it needs to come from, you know, from both parties, really.
All right.
And enjoy it.
Right, exactly. Well, let's talk about your book for just a second here before we move on here. It's 45 and a Half Lovers, The Tragic Sex Chronicles of Amanda Buffington. Are you Amanda Buffington?
No, my list is a lot longer than that one.
Than 45 and a half. Oh, my gosh.
No, not really. You know, some of the stories
Why is it tragic? Let me ask you that first.
Well, I wanted to write a book that would make girls feel like they're not alone. Not every relationship ends up where we want it to end up. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's pretty tragic. And I heard a lot of stories from different girlfriends, and people always talk to me in the grocery store. You get your nails done, and they want to explain what's going on. And I thought, let me just write down some of these stories. And, you know, it's pretty funny, actually, for being tragic. Some of them are based on my personal life. Some not so much, you know.
So these are stories that pretty much any woman can relate to.
Yes.
A variety of different chronicles of
absolutely
of relationships.
And it's a journey.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Annika Kunick, she is the author of 45 and a Half Lovers, The Tragic Sex Chronicles of Amanda Buffington. You can go to the website 45-5lovers.com, and that link's on my site at yourtimewithkim.com.